Hi there, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. How you doing this Tuesday?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Oh, I was in paradise 2 weeks ago. I had to come back and work. Oh,
man. Where'd you go? Just curious.
I went to Cancun.
Oh, lucky you. That's amazing. My wife, her big thing, she's like, I want to go to, you know, Bahamas or, like, another country this year. I was like, okay.
Cancun's actually pretty nice.
Is it really? Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so AMCT, lock and key. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you already know how this works?
I have, but I don't know exactly how it works.
Okay, so what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's
okay.
The best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
Everything uses Google.
Yeah, everything uses Google, and the way it's set up is the best, too. And the reason why is the leads from Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call.
Okay.
Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's getting more and more popular, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you schedule, like, an appointment, if you schedule an estimate or a time for you to go out to the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, right, which I know does happen a lot in your industry, but if you were to schedule an appointment or quote them, those are the only things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and just to kind of go into that a little deeper, the way they do it is Google Guaranteed, if you qualify for it and you're approved, it's not going to be your phone number showing there. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone, and it's recorded by Google bots. So like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So you don't have to spend your day like disputing leads, you know? Yeah, it's crazy how accurate it is. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed platform. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, Chris, isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So for your vertical and area, it doesn't show me that licensing is required. So you don't have a specific license needed in your area, but insurance is. So is the company currently insured?
Yes, I have insurance.
Okay. Oh, and I see that in the notes here, too, on file with us. The other requirement, too, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have a big crew that you, like, dispatch out, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it's just you, you would have to go through a background check, though. Would that be fine?
That's fine.
Okay. Awesome.
I'd be able to pass one probably within the next 15 minutes.
That's right. Good. I always feel awkward asking that, but I have to ask, you know.
The way the world is now, I don't blame you.
For sure. So background check will be good. You're insured, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's pull those up. Okay, so for the locksmith vertical just means category. You'll have a list of subcategories you could turn on from it. But the cost per qualified lead for that vertical, it's $26.67 per lead.
Not bad.
It's not. Now, Google
is that kind of like a flat rate?
It's a flat rate. It doesn't go up and it doesn't go down on you. Yes, sir.
Got it.
All right. Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that is at $348. That's for 13
leads. Is that daily, monthly, weekly,
monthly,
yearly?
Monthly.
Okay, that's not bad.
Now, the way that lead budget works, too, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you start with the minimum requirement at $348 for 13 leads, and let's say you take on one qualified lead. and you decide to pause your lease for whatever reason. You went back to Cancun, whatever it is, right? The next month, you're not charged $348. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $26.67.
So I'm getting charged for the qualified lead. So let's say I have a monthly budget set at that $348, and I get 14 calls, 14 leads with that, and then like six of them go through.
You wouldn't be able to get 14 if you have a budget for 13. Right. So if you, let's say you get 13 leads though, and only six of them are qualified, right? Then, I apologize. Actually, you would. So you could get 14 leads if only six are qualified because you're automatically not charged. So you have a lead budget for 13 qualified leads. So to answer your question, the following month, you would be charged for those six qualified leads you took on.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sorry, I got it was a good question, though.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I appreciate you. So let's say your client calling me requesting a brand new car key, and I don't know what the pricing on that car key would be, but my technician does, and I dispatch it to my technician, have my technician call them. Would that still be considered a qualified lead, or would that be an unqualified lead?
That's a great question. So per Google, if you schedule an appointment, so technically even scheduling like, hey, my technician is going to go out or my technician is going to contact you, Google would see that as an appointment scheduled. So let's look at it, worst case scenario. You schedule that to your technician. He calls and it doesn't go through. You would still be charged for that lead because you scheduled an appointment technically with the lead, right? And then best case scenario, your technician calls and, you know, you guys get the job and, you know, the band's playing and everybody's happy. But
that's something that happens in this industry too, because I mainly focus on commercial and residential jobs. I have a technician that specializes in nothing but car keys.
Okay.
And automotive locksmithing.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people will call and ask, because I'm on Angie Leads as well. Sometimes people will recruit me through Angie Leads and I talk to them and they're just mainly looking for a price and I don't know what the price would be off the top of my head, on hand.
Right.
So I'd have my technician give them a call. Nine times out of ten, they'll answer the phone, and as you said, the band plays, everybody's happy.
Right.
But that's just one question that I had.
So I have a locksmith that, because I know it comes up a lot in your industry where they'll ask, what's the pricing, you know? So per Google, if you price them, that's part of the qualified lead situation. So what we've had locksmith do is they put like a service charge on there, right? Like a minimum.
Right.
So if you have that on your Google Guaranteed profile, like whatever it is, it's a $50 service charge or whatever the case. And obviously you could waive that if you need to or whatever you have to do on your end. But if you put that on your Google Guaranteed profile, what we've seen is it'll cut out people from calling as much, but those ones that call are more likely to go through because they already see the service fee. You know, so it's up to you. You can play with it. You could keep it up there or not have it up there. But that is one workaround is you could put a service fee on your Google Guaranteed profile. So they already know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of leads me to my next thought right there. So let's say you're friends with a competitor company and then you're just calling to get a price on something and you just have 13 of your friends do that and then you have to give some sort of estimate, but that would kind of kill all the Google leads right there, right?
Technically, yes, because you're pricing somebody. Now, I haven't heard of that coming up, but that is a concern to think about for sure. So if that was to happen and you think something's fishy, I mean, we could try to manually dispute it to Google. But I haven't encountered that since we started this program 2 years ago.
Well, some of the companies that are in this area are kind of like that. Those
really?
Kind of people.
Okay.
If they can destroy a brand new person to secure their stuff, that's the kind of stuff they would do over in this area.
Wow.
It's a very cutthroat industry, in all honesty. Dog cutthroat.
I know your industry and the garage door industry, Google made it harder to even get verified because there was a lot of that type of stuff happening, you know, in the past where they'd make like fake listings under a person's business name. Like I've heard of it. Just Google Guaranteed specifically though, I haven't had a client, tell me that. That some, like every single call was just somebody pricing and it never goes through, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just figured I would ask about that. So what would the process be like to get set up on Google Guarantee?
Yeah, so the very first process is we have to get your application sent to you via text message and via email. The application is a one-page app. It's going to have you submit your business insurance on there. It'll ask the cities you want to target. It'll ask like some little things about Google Guaranteed and the background check information too. That way, which is done by either Evident or Pinkerton, two very trusted companies that do the backgrounds for Google. Okay. Now we do charge, there's a one-time application/management fee, to get the ball rolling on this. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Right.
Okay, so let's say you want to move forward. The very first step is the $250 application fee. Then that app is sent to you via text message and via email, so you can start filling it out right away. And we're going to schedule an onboarding appointment with one of our Google Guaranteed technicians through Local Splash. That way they can check the application to make sure it's submitted properly, and they'll start going over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
So first thing I always like to do too is everything we went over, I'm going to send this off to you in writing. So is the best email address for you, is it the anctlockandkey@gmail.com? Is that the best one?
Yep. Right. I made that email super simple.
Super simple. I even fumbled on it though. I was like, ANCT.
That's all right. If you know the name of the company, you know the email.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sometimes, man, some companies, that stuff won't be available to them. They have to use, like, numbers at the end or something. So you lucked out for sure.
Oh, I got lucky on it.
Yeah. Okay, so the first email coming to you, it's titled Google Guarantee. It just shows you, like, how you would be shown on Google. It has the application fee in there, everything we just went over in writing. Now, what I'm going to do is reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so give me one quick second. Just a heads up too, on the subcategories, you do not have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want.
Got it.
All right. And budget is, oh, also to just to kind of backtrack, that minimum budget requirement, that is not charged until you're approved for the Google Guaranteed program. So what will happen is after you're approved, you will get an email, phone call, and text verification from your lead tech to make sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when that budget for your leads would be charged.
Okay, so I do appreciate it. I'm actually pulling up to unlock somebody's car right now.
Okay.
Sorry to make this short and sweet. So you're going to send me everything I need to know via email?
Already done. Yes, sir.
And then you're going to send me the application part too?
The application is sent to you after the $250 application fee is taken. Did you want me to charge that now or...?
No, let's hold off on that for a moment.
Okay.
I need to discuss it with my business partner and then kind of go from there.
Perfect. So I'm sending you a text with my direct line and extension here. So after you guys talk, if you have any questions or if you're ready to start the process, feel free to text, email, call me, whichever is easier for you guys. Okay?
Okay. And what times do you usually work? I don't want to call you at, like, midnight your time.
Right, for sure. No, we're 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
I appreciate you throwing that in there so I didn't have to do any extra math in my head.
Yeah, I always go off of your guys' time to make it easier, you know? Sure.
Perfect. 8 to 5. All right, boss, I do appreciate it. I do have to let you go, unfortunately.
All right,
I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much for being a client. You have a great rest of your day, Chris. Look forward to speaking with you later. All right.
All right. See you, sir. Bye-bye.